everyone. Welcome. That was a great intro. I barely need to say anything else. I'll be talking about how we optimize our content creation based on the distribution channels where the content will live. Hopefully exciting for this room. I think it's exciting. A little more about me. I joined Pandora back in July. I'm based in our New York City office. And prior to that, I was at Madison Square Garden for 5.5 years, primarily focusing on the Rockettes, the Christmas Spectacular, and Radio City Music Hall, which was great. During my time there, I started working on social channels. And back in 2014, I helped grow our Facebook followers from 30,000 fans to over 1 million fans in 9 months, which was awesome. Facebook had a lot of great tools for fan acquisition campaigns at the time. But more importantly, we maintained and grew engagement with that audience of more than 1 million fans since then, producing year-round lifestyle content about the Rockettes so that they were relevant and humanized for fans, not just at Christmas, but all year round. And before I went to work for Madison Square Garden, I actually started my career at pharmaceutical advertising agencies. So a little different. I was on the account management side. Loved getting to work with creatives, a great place to start, and kind of jumped when I had the chance to move over to entertainment, and that helped bring me to Pandora. So here I am. So I wanted to start with a baseline of the type of content that I'll be talking about today, which is editorial content. And the purpose of editorial content is to inform or entertain audiences. We also say content that makes you laugh, makes you cry, or teaches you something you don't know. So our goal for Pandora is to have a daily conversation with fans about music. And also to reach them where they are. So while we have 70 million people on our app every month, we know that on a day-to-day basis, where fans are on their phones, on social media. So we really try to give people a reason to engage with us and hear from Pandora every single day. And we relate things that are happening in the world and music to the music that's on our platform and try to drive people there. These are a few examples of the types of content we create. So the first one here, for Women's History Month, we published a Women's Behind the Hits Pandora playlist, which is where we selected 10 tracks that were written by females that you might not have realized wrote those tracks. And on social, one of the ways that we're getting people to the playlist throughout the month is with individual posts like this one, where we highlight Sia, who was the songwriter for Rihanna Diamonds before she was a major performing artist. The second post here is a weekly series that we do on social that we call The Breakdown. Pandora is powered by what's called the Music Genome Project. So humans have analyzed every track on Pandora with more than 450 genome traits. So there are all these different traits of the music that we call genes. And each week we select a current song that has an interesting genomic profile, super nerdy, but I love it, and kind of show the diversity of musical influences that are present in that song. We really like this series because it's super unique to Pandora as well. So we're always looking for the kinds of content that we can do that our competitors can't do. And data is one of the things that makes Pandora super unique. And lastly is a fun one we did last week for Pi Day, which was March 14th. So just another reason to talk to fans. We did a playlist of songs that are 3 minutes and 14 seconds long. And then we create, as you can see, custom graphics to go with it that live on the platform and on social to drive people in. So the first step in creating content for distribution channels is identifying what those content opportunities are. I'll talk you through the opportunities that we have at Pandora, but hopefully you can think about this as it relates to the brands that you work on. So first and foremost, we have incredible access to talent. We have a label relations team at Pandora who is talking to the labels every day. They're bringing artists into the office, mostly our New York and LA offices, while they're on promotional tours for their new albums or singles. So we get to have a good 20 to 30 minutes with artists to capture video, photo, audio content, exclusive content that we can then put out from Pandora to promote their music on our platform. We also book artists to play at our live events, which is another touch point for us. And if we don't see them in person, we can also ask artists to submit content. So sometimes an artist will send in either a produced or even like a cell phone video of them giving a shout out of who they are and listen to my new single on Pandora, and we can post that. So that's a huge opportunity. New music is an obvious one, but whenever there are new singles and albums, much of our weekend posts are about this, driving audience to the new music that they want to hear and know about. We also have podcasts on Pandora, so we will do social posts that promote a new show, a new season of a podcast, or even just an important episode. Live events. Pandora actually does about 25 events around the country completely free for our fans every year. So these are a great opportunity for fans to interact with the brand kind of on the ground and have a personal experience with a brand that is an app or a streaming service. And we produce and publish content from all of these events. It's a great opportunity. We also have a presence at music festivals, so whether it be Instagram stories from the ground, we'll be in the photo pit taking original photos, we'll download Getty photos if we're not there, or having a back of house trailer where we can interact with artists similar to the way we do in the office. We take advantage of that opportunity as well. And concerts. So this is an example of Ariana Grande started her tour on Monday night in Albany, and we put up a set list as a Pandora playlist the next morning of all the songs that she played on her tour. So this is just topical, people are talking about it, and a great way for us to get in a conversation about music. Televised events, also a great opportunity. So whether it be the Grammys or the VMAs or even the Oscars or the Super Bowl, these are things that everyone is talking about on social media. You all probably have experience trying to kind of hook in your brands to these major events, as do we. So this is a post where we downloaded a Getty photo of Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper performing Shallow on the Oscars before it won Best Original Song. And this was one of our top posts of the month because it was so much conversation around this that night. So those perform really well for us. And lastly is cultural moments. So similar to Pi Day, we will find any kind of hook. Tomorrow is World Poetry Day, so we're doing a playlist of rap songs who have the most poetic lyrics. Again, a fun like data story. We'll do things for holidays and all the fun internet holidays in between. So the next step after we establish the opportunities is establishing the distribution platforms, and it helps me to look at this through environmentally friendly smokestacks. So what we're thinking about is the editorial content that is beneath these platforms that we're kind of fuel them, and then the content comes out and to our audience in this way. Again, these are just kind of some of the platforms that we think about at Pandora, but hopefully you can think about your own platforms. We have the app, first and foremost, which is playlists, stations, audio tracks, voice tracks, et cetera. We can run house ads on Pandora. That would be video or photo. Organic social, of course, paid social. PR, we can share our stories and our content through other media outlets. We have a blog where we can tell longer form consumer stories where we need that format. Third-party partners, we work with people like Amazon Fire TV and Roku and Sony who have Pandora experiences and are looking for editorial content. We can supply them with content as well to run through their programs. Then email push and display ads are just, again, some more ways that we can talk to people. So the next step is determining what the outputs are. So we established what the opportunities are. We looked at where these opportunities will live and how we'll get them out to our audience. And then next, we have to decide what are the outputs that are best suited for those channels that we decided we were going to use. I think it can be a common mistake to say, you know, this big thing is happening, let's make a video, or let's do a flash mob. That was my favorite when I worked with the Rockettes. Let's do a Rockettes flash mob in Times Square. Great. So we want to make sure that we are taking the opportunity and knowing where the content is going to live before we jump to the output. Again, these are some for Pandora. We can make playlists, audio, standard video and photo, and even graphics and animation. Just knowing what your options are and what works for each channel is super important. And then we publish that content across platforms. So this is where we would see each of those formats fueling the respective platform. Much more exciting if I take you through a case study. So this is just from last week at South by Southwest. The opportunity we had is that Pandora was a media partner, so we got a suite in Media Village down at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. So we literally had a giant suite for the entire week, and our label relations team booked artists to come visit us in the suite in 30-minute time increments. So between Monday and Thursday, we had about 45 artists come through, and we could kind of do what we want with them. So what an opportunity. So the first step was to establish where do we want the content that we make with these people to live. And the primary objective was to get audio content for our app. So South by Southwest is a lot of newer artists, up and coming, that you might not have heard about. And what's one of the wonderful things about Pandora is that it's a discovery platform. So we have the opportunity to talk to artists, have them record audio tracks describing their music or their focus track at the time. And then we can share that to people through Pandora, either attached to songs that are playing by them, attached to artists who sound like that artist to help you discover this new artist. And we could also embed it in playlists so that you can hear a song and directly before it, you will hear a voice track from the artist describing what that song is about. So that was our key priority for South By. And of course, we were also making content for organic social. We had lots of different outputs that could fuel just these two channels. And we kind of did it all. So this was our key on-platform experience. We created this Pandora Picks South by Southwest playlist. We promoted it before South By and created it. This is a combination of data from Pandora, as well as our curators, who are our music experts that program the music that plays on Pandora and in our stations, and then our label relations team, who has the firsthand conversation with the labels on what artists are hot and up and coming and going to be big at South By. So we published this playlist of picks and drove to it from social beforehand. But then each day, as we were talking to artists, we had them describe their most important song and recorded it as an audio track, and then uploaded the audio track directly into the playlist, which is a new feature on Pandora, and it played right before the song. So then we started with a track of 100 songs by artists you might not have heard of, and by the end of the week, 40 of them have intro tracks of the artists themselves speaking about the song before you hear the song, which really enhances the listening experience and also is super unique to Pandora. And we also did a bunch of content off platform to drive you to the platform. So this is an example of our recap video.
My music is colorful, dynamic, and ambitious.
A winter desert sunset.
Desperate, yodel, sincere.
High energy rock.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, multi-sensitive New York.
The thing that makes South by Southwest so unique is it's just a crazy mess of humanity.
It's literally every genre of music coming together in one place.
Everybody being able to network with each other, you know what I'm saying? Like people that's come from all over the world that don't know each other.
It's kind of like a summer camp for just people in music, whether you're performing or you work in the industry.
The electric scooters that are like taking over the whole time, it's like Armageddon.
You know, there's weirdness here because sometimes that can be hard to find and I'm pretty weird, so.
There's also a big snake on 6th Street and you don't hear that often.
And then our posts like these, as you can see, drove to the playlist. So the audio tracks, as I said, we were uploading daily. And another nice thing we did, we always try to make our content creation scalable and super efficient. So while we were doing the interviews and hearing what the artist had to say about that song, we were also writing it down so we could use the text in a tweet almost immediately. So you can see here is Stephen Lee Olson. We tweeted his quote about his song paired with an original photo and drove you to listen to it on the playlist. So everything kind of works together. I'll play that audio track for you.
Hey, this is Stephen Lee Olson, and my song, Just Married, is about being just married to one person. It's not about the party, the cake, the flowers. It's about just you two. And that's it. I hope you guys enjoy it.
So this is what we love to do with artists. And like I said, Pandora's 70 million people, most of them listening on the free tier. So we can just pump these audio messages through Pandora and just make it a complete enhanced listening experience with personal interactions with artists like this. The middle screen here is we wanted to do something a little more visual that we could get up in real time throughout the week to show our fans that Pandora was here on the ground at South By. So we created a musical Jenga game, which we also called Tower of Truth, and bought giant Jenga and wrote fun questions on every block related to music. And then we had each artist pull a block and answer the question, and we put the clip on our Instagram story and also did a full video at the end with the highlights. So it would be questions like, what song reminds you of prom, or what's a song that starts with an S, or what's the first song you ever performed? Just fun stuff, and we got really great engagement. The artists were really into it. The tower fell about 25 times. We had to rebuild it, which was not really in the plan, but it was fun. Everyone enjoyed knocking it down. And the final post here is one of our Facebook galleries. So we took original photos of everyone and published a Facebook and Instagram gallery post at the end of each day. They were beautiful photos, and the artists, especially based on their level, were just so happy to be interacting with Pandora and to have these photos taken of them. A lot of them were making it their profile photo. They're uploading it to their social now with our P-Bug on it. So it was a great success. I'm going to take you through a few more examples of our cross-platform programming of content. So the voice tracks in between the music tracks is a new feature called Pandora Stories, which is a combination of podcasts and music playlisting. So we've been doing these with some big artists, like 2 Chainz, which we launched recently. So we sat down with 2 Chainz and have him talking about first his new hits from his new album and then kind of taking us through his musical career. So that's our story on the right there. And then we also supported with email, push notifications, organic social. We did a little animation and display ads as well. So this is one piece of content, got an original photo, and then we're feeding it out through all of those smokestacks. Topical one, Valentine's Day. We worked with our communications team on a consumer story related to data. So we looked at habits of listeners as related to love songs on Pandora. So that first US map is a map of listening to love songs in terms of which states listen to more versus less love songs, which is kind of fun. And then the one on the right there is age of listeners to breakup songs versus love songs, and then plotted out by male and female. Again, nerdy data stuff, but something different in your feed that teaches you something you didn't know before based on unique Pandora data. We also make fun playlists like the Pi Day one. This one was called Conscious Uncoupling with some fun breakup songs. So again, we'll do a graphic for the platform and for social to drive you there to listen to it. And for Valentine's Day itself, we did another just fun animation, and the post was driving to our most popular love song station. We also engaged artists, so we asked a few artists what makes a great love song and did a few of those posts. So I'll show you here Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony.
I think what makes a great love song is just the emotion behind it and the lyrics. Even like far back, like Richard Marx, wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. Oh my gosh, like it's me emotional, y'all. I just think connecting with the lyrics and that emotion behind it, it just makes such a timeless.
So again, a great way to kind of draw people to either listen to that song or to say, this girl's adorable, let me go listen to her music. Just kind of hooky ways to get people to our platform to listen to music. And my last example is our top thumb 100 list. So at the end of the year, all of the music outlets are kind of ranking their top songs of the year. And what we do to make it unique to Pandora is the 100 songs that got the most thumbs up on Pandora in that year. So we call it our top thumb 100 list. You can see the list over here on the right we really focus in on those headlines and descriptions because we kind of use that as the setup, as the story to bring you into the music and make sure there's just the right amount of context and balance there between the graphic, the headline, and the text. We also put this one out on push and email, as well as a slightly more fun animation for social. And this works. Good to know. We started this kind of approach at Pandora to social early last year, around March of 2018, and our 2019 numbers show the effects. Earlier last year, we were kind of doing 2 to 5 posts a week on social, and now we're doing about 15 to 20 times a day, between 400 and 500 posts a month. So we had a 635% increase in posted content from January of 2018 versus January of 2019, just month to month there, and we published a total of 5,500 posts in 2018. So we just find that daily conversation super important, meeting people where they are, talking about what they're talking about, rather than just kind of waiting and pushing our latest marketing campaign or what have you. It will be much more well-received if we have a daily conversation with you about music. Our engagements also increased 324% across channels. We had 1.2 million engagements last year total. and impressions. We saw a 358% increase in impressions. Our Facebook and Instagram content saw massive growth. That's both over 400% increase. Again, more content means more eyeballs, more things for artists to share. A lot of people have been talking about influencers, and we really consider the artists our influencers. We create content for them to post and tag Pandora, and we also post content about artists that we then share the links with them and that they share. So it works great both ways. And of our 3 billion total impressions last year, 2.7 billion were actually on Twitter, which is huge. And again, just the sharing and the retweeting from artists with massive followings. We have over 500,000 followers, but you know, artists with 10 million followers are huge for us there. All of this is organic, so we don't put paid behind any of it. We haven't even really been boosting our organic content. We kind of run the paid separately, like our media team runs paid. So sometimes when we create like these artist videos, if they find something that they think will perform against a high performing segment of their paid targets, then they'll use it. But it's almost pretty separate. So yeah, that's kind of a shift. We had been producing longer form videos in the past and just feel that YouTube is kind of the destination versus all of our social posts are geared towards getting people to Pandora. To listen on Pandora. So if we create an awesome video and then you stay on YouTube and keep watching awesome videos, it doesn't so much meet our goals of users on Pandora. Yeah, so we look for ways to tell that. It's so in-depth. So things like the breakdown or like those Valentine's Day graphs are little ways to hook onto things to give people a glimpse that there is all this data, but it's massive. So it's a company called Next Big Sound that we acquire that powers all the data. Next Big Sound, yes. And you could actually go on the website and subscribe to emails, and we put out lists every Monday for the top spins on Pandora, but as well as trendsetters and predictions, which are artists that we think are going to be big based on Pandora's data. And we see people move from the trendsetters chart to the predictions chart and to become big, which is really cool because the data is so in-depth that we can actually like predict an artist's trajectory. Sure. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, the great part is for most of this, as we, like I said, this approach kind of started early last year and we formed a new editorial team that wasn't in existence before. So we are really embracing operating like a media company, Pandora Media. So when artists come in, we're not paying them to come in. It's just on their tour like they would visit, you know, iHeart and Sirius and whatever else. As far as the graphics and design, we have this awesome in-house creative team of 85 people in Oakland. So they make all of this in-house. We don't have to outsource any of our graphics. And South By, I mean, we had to pay for equipment and all that, but we went in as a media partner. So no big hard cost there to do that. The most of our like overall marketing budget is going to paid media. Yeah. For us, the best performing content is what artists share, which is kind of obvious. So Khalid always shares our posts. So whenever we post something, you know, and he retweets it, that's our top performing tweet of the week. Or the K-pop group BTS is just every time you tweet with their handle, even if they don't touch it, everyone is retweeting it. And it's like the top post of the year out of nowhere. So it is pretty heavily dependent on that. And a lot of the rest of what we do is more for brand relevance and awareness, just in the current landscape of streaming services, making sure that Pandora is seen with, you know, positive attributes and that we look cool, you know? And so something like a Pi Day, we're not doing for any astronomical numbers, but because it's important to us to keep up that daily conversation and increase our brand relevance. So that's kind of why we do that. Did that answer your question? Yeah. So we really work with creative, our label relations team, like I said, it's a really big like joint effort, but also just having, even if it's, you know, 2 to 3 people focused on the daily output. When we started, before the team had expanded, when it started as an editorial team last year, it was just 2 people before me and some others joined. So they were really just pulling Getty photos and making playlists and kind of just doing posts just to be talking about music. Like there's always so much to be talking about. And that immediately numbers already started going up because it wasn't even about necessarily the quality or anything like that, but just sheer number of posts. Like I'd heard we had posted like one time in a 2-week period, one time, like, which is just like bonkers to me. So of course it's almost like easy in that sense to get that initial trajectory when you start like that. But now that we have, you know, three of us like really dedicated to running the social feeds and creating that content with everyone, it's a lot more regular, and we're seeing, you know, we went up a lot and now we're seeing kind of like the waves and all that.